Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today it's so good to be with you as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 33. We read, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statute, and I shall keep it unto the end." What an amazing guy. He's continuing asking God to teach him. I think it's so important that we as believers, that we remain teachable. No matter how long we walk with the Lord, that we're always looking to grow in our walk and our faith in the Lord. I feel like even as I've walked with the Lord for many years now, I feel like I'm just scratching the surface of the things that God wants me to know and to grow in His grace and understand His mercies and all about our Heavenly Father. And I pray that even in my own life, I'm always praying, say, Lord, would you please teach me? Would you please open up your word to me so I can understand more about you? And I think that's a good practice for all of us. As we go to God's word, before we even start reading it, that we take that moment to ask God to open up or reveal his word to our hearts. I'm 100% confident that the author of the Bible, which is the Holy Spirit, because all scripture is given to us by inspiration of God by the Holy Spirit, that the author of the book, the Holy Spirit, wants to reveal the truth of his word to our hearts. All he's doing is looking for us to ask him. So let us be like the psalmist prays, say, oh Lord, please teach us, oh Lord, the way of thy statutes. You know, this isn't the first time. He keeps praying and asking this of the Lord. Remember back in verse 12 where he says, we read, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. In verse 26 we read, I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Now, please, Lord, teach me thy statutes. In verse 27, he read, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. We also read where he says, open my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. So there was this constant desire to grow. It was this constant desire of the psalmist to continue to press on to the things of God. He hadn't reached a plateau like where he felt like he arrived. He continued to grow. You know, I think it's important that we learn that and we seek after that. But also what we see here, we see he wanted to know the way of God's statutes, but he also said, and I shall keep it unto the end. Otherwise, he was taking time to really make a determination in his life that he wasn't going to be swayed by what's going on in the circumstances around him, either in life in general, as far as his workplace, his living condition, or even the synagogue he was attending at that time, or in our case, the churches that we might attend, because all of that isn't who God is necessarily, because men, once they get involved with it, they so often can corrupt things. So he was very careful to keep his eyes upon the Lord, upon what God's word has to say. And I think that's really important that we make a determination to keep God's word, no matter what the circumstances of life might bring us or the curveballs that we might face. I remember Pastor Chuck used to tell us that, you know, certainly when he was going through his medical difficulties, which for most of his life he'd never experienced them, but of course during his last few years he had many times he was facing difficulties, and he would just simply say to us, it's just another bump in the road. He was keeping his eyes on the Lord unto the end, and may we keep our eyes on the things of God all through our lives. I think it's important that we sit down and we think about things and we consider our actions. And Jesus spoke about this in the Gospel of Luke chapter 14, we read, he says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Really what he's saying is, you know, if you're going to go build a project, you're going to do something, that you're going to take time to estimate the cost of it, that you're to make sure that you're able to perform these things of what you desire to do. He just got done talking about those who are going to follow him to the end. Let us back up and read it. In verse 25 of chapter 14, we read, and there were great multitudes with him, And he turned and he said unto them, otherwise this huge crowd, he says, if any man come to me and hateth not his father and his mother and his wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. For whosoever does not bear his cross and cometh after me cannot be my disciples. Otherwise, he's saying there is a cost in following the Lord to the end. And we have to make sure that we can count the cost and make sure that we sit down and consider that. In verse 29, he says, less happily, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that he behold, it, everybody who's watching him will be mocking him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. And then he goes on, he says, or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth that not down first, and consulteth whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh with him with 20,000? Or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desired a conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciples. So back to our psalm, we see here in verse 33, he cries out, he says, O Lord, please teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto thine end. Jesus spent time teaching his disciples. We have the Sermon on the Mount, and we have the Gospels to look unto it. We could be taught the words of Jesus, but we have to make that determination to choose to follow after the Lord. And it's my prayer that this day we'll say, yes, Lord, I want to follow you. I'm going to purpose in my heart. I want to seek you all the way to the end, whatever that might be. It could be the rapture of the church was right around the corner, or if the Lord would tarry, it could be as days go by in our own life. But let's make that choice even this day to serve the Lord with a free heart unto the end. So may God richly bless you. I hope that you have a blessed, blessed day this day. So this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.